The convention will select two candidates, and we're uncontested, so myself and Padraig McLaughlin will be selected again. That's my understanding for the next election. The party then will consider its options probably closer to the time to see if we would look at a three-candidate strategy. I'm very open to the idea and very eager, actually, that we explore that idea. Not taking anything for granted in Donegal, we have to go out and we have to win every single vote. It'll be difficult for myself and Padraig this time, as we've dropped from six seats down to five seats. Part of the constituency that I would have campaigned in is no longer there anymore. So it will be a difficult challenge. But, you know, Sinn Féin want to be not just, you know, in opposition. We want to be the lead party in government. And if we want to be the lead party in government, we need to get as many TDs. And that includes trying to get as many TDs in Donegal so that we can actually implement the policies that we believe in and bring about the vision that we believe in for this country.
If Sinn Féin were to choose three candidates, would it not put pressure on the likes of yourself and Padraig McLaughlin to retain your seat?
Oh, it definitely would, and like that, it would be a huge challenge, a very big challenge, because you would have a very small electoral area to pull from. I think the difference here, and probably it's unique in political parties, is that me and Padraig are quite eager that this issue is at least explored, because it's not about just us trying to save our seats. It's about actually saying, well, how can we best deliver the vision that we have for our country and for our county? And the best way of doing that is getting the maximum number of seats so that we can lead the next government. We don't want to be sitting in opposition telling the next government about all the things that they're doing wrong and why they're neglecting Donegal. We want to be in the driving seat. We want to make sure that investment comes to Donegal. We want to make sure that our public services are protected. And the best way of doing that is trying to get as many seats as possible from this county and others. So we're not being selfish here, but it's an issue that the party will consider in the round. There's no guarantee that this will happen, but it's something that I don't think it's any secret that in the last general election, I actually was hoping that we would stand two candidates in Donegal South West. Unfortunately, time beat us in that issue, and I believe that if we did so at the time, there was a potential of us taking the second seat.